What was your role in Model Senate? Could you describe what you did? What did you like about your role? What was hard about your role?
My role during Model Senate was just a member of the Senate, and basically our job was to give speeches and vote on certain bills and state our opinions. The part that I liked about this role was trying to influence the audience to vote on a certain bill or not. So what was hard about your role? I think the hardest part was probably making the speech and making it professional and pulling out certain evidence from the bill.
What was your favorite moment or memory from Model Senate?
My favorite moment from Model Senate was the humor that was brought into it. I think there are some people that tried to lighten up the mood of the Model Senate exhibition, and some of the speeches were funny and engaging and serious at the same time.
What was the hardest thing for you about this project? Where do you think you could have improved your performance?
I think the hardest part about this project was making the bill. It's something I've never done before and something totally out of my comfort zone. I'm not used to writing in a legislative way and legislative manner. And doing so was really difficult for me. But with the help of Ashley, I was able to complete it and do it to the best of my ability.
How engaged were you during the actual exhibition? Why? What do you think contributed to your engagement or lack of engagement?
I think I was fairly engaged during the actual exhibition. I think it was a lot shorter than we had planned on. It was about an hour and a half instead of 3 hours, which was really nice, and only two bills passed. So during the exhibition, I was just giving my speech and trying to influence the rest of the Senate committee to vote on the immigration bill and to vote against the education bill. And I think
what do you think about the final bill that passed out of your committee?
I think the final bill, our committee was immigration, and the final bill was pretty good. We spent a long time, two consecutive hours and 2 days in a row working on this bill and amending it. And we went to subcommittees and we discussed what we needed to do to make it better. And people took this really seriously sometimes, so it made for some good discussion and some good amendments.
How well did our Senate progress reflect what actually would have happened?
I think it reflected what would actually happen pretty well. It's really hard to pass bills in the Senate, and it was really hard to pass bills in this Model Senate. And it shows because Emily Vierling, who was the president of our Model Senate, vetoed our bills at the end. And that's something that can actually happen, so all that work kind of just goes away if the president disagrees with it. So I think it was reflected pretty well.
After doing this, how do you answer the question, is Congress broken?
I don't know if Congress is necessarily broken. I think there's parts of it that I think our three branches of government are really important, and so that no bill can be passed with such ease. And I think Congress is set up to where it's really difficult to pass bills, and that's how our government was made. So
How was your stress level during this project? What was the stress level warranted? Explain.
I think the only stressful part about this project was giving my actual speech during the exhibition. Other than that, it was just planning what I was going to say and what evidence I was going to pull out of the bill.
If you could do this project again, what would you do differently?
I would take more time to understand my senator better and really come from his perspective. I think some of the points I made were just based off of my views, but I did pull some stuff out of John McCain, which was my senator, my senator's viewpoint. So next time, maybe it would be better to really dive deeper into what my senator believes in and to get a better sense of how he speaks during his speeches in the Senate.
What advice would you give to students doing this project next year?
I would say to keep amending your bills that you're going to propose, and I would say to really understand your senator that you're researching and spend less time formulating your thoughts rather than your senator's. So, yeah.